Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Tesvav in Nidarim. It is the 1048th daf in Shas. We're going to pick up on the bottom of Yudalid Amud Beis. We're going to discuss types of Nidarim that are not likely to be fulfilled. For example, if a person says that he's not going to sleep, so the Gemara will differentiate between whether a person is going to say that he's not going to sleep for 3 days versus the case in our Mishnah where the Gemara will explain that he doesn't mean for 3 days but means only for a day. Or examples of where a person says he will not speak or he won't walk or he won't have relations with his wife. So then in such a case, all of those instances are part of the prohibition of Lo Yachel Devaro that we have in Parshas Matos. The Gemara will expound on other ways of formulating that he will not sleep. The Gemara will get back. The Ran, of course, loves this concept. We'll get back to the distinction between whether a person makes a neder, where he prohibits sleeping upon himself, or he makes a shavua, where he prohibits himself to sleeping. Remember, the big difference between neder and shavua is that neder is on the object, and the shavua is on the gavra, on the individual. The Gemara then will discuss the prohibition of lo yachel devaro, discuss lo yachel devaro on a level of daraisa, and lo yachel devaro on a level of dirabbanan. The Gemara will conclude on the conjugal obligations for a husband to his wife, and the requirement that we learned in Meseches Ksubis of a shibud daraisa of sher ksus and ona, that he has a responsibility to be intimate with her, and how that relates to the halacha of the Mishnah that talks about a case in where a man says that he's not going to have tashmish with his wife. So let's Bezer Hashem begin the Mishnah. 7 lines from the bottom, Yudalad Amud Beis, Koinim Shani Yoshein. I make a neder that I'm going to sleep. In other words, let's take a look at the Mefarish. The Mefarish explains how Omer Ye'osar like a carbon. Sleeping is osar to me like a carbon. Or that I'm not going to, walking to me will be like a carbon. The Mefarish adds, V'hachi garsinan gabi neder bal yachel. We're going to see that our Mishnah is going to conclude with the expression bal yachel, v'gabi shvua aser. And if it was talking about a shvua, then it would say that it's aser. We'll expound a little bit more on that as we conclude the Mishnah. Shani medaber shani mehalech. Or he says that speaking or walking to me is also like a neder. Ha'imer li'isha, he says, some of the girsa, and it makes more sense, li'ishto, to his wife, makes more sense in terms of the clarity of explanation, shani shameshech hareze belo yachol devaro. If he says that he's not going to have relations, and he violates that, then he's over, bal yachol devaro. The Ran concludes his parish on the Mishnah with the same point, based on the Gemara that we saw in the Mefarish, that when the Mishnah wants to tell us that the neder is valid, so then it says, Hareze belo yachol devaro. If we'll be talking about a shvua, of course, where the shvua is saying that he is not going to sleep, where Reuven says that I make a shvua that I won't sleep, that's what Reuven said, so then in such a case, then that the Mishnah's expression would be aser. But if it's a neder, so then the Mishnah uses the expression hareze belo yachel devaro. Says the Gemara, Itmar, koinim einai bishina hayom im ishan lemachar. He makes a neder on his eyes today that he's not going to sleep tomorrow. In other words, tomorrow he makes sleeping aser to him. The Ritva adds that in this case, we've learned in the past that a neder needs to be chal on an object. Sleeping might not be an object. However, in this case, because he says, konem eini bishina hayom, so then it's chal on his eyes. Amar of Yehuda Merav, al yishan hayom shema yishan lemachar. He should sleep neither today nor tomorrow, because if he's going to sleep today, he might come to sleep tomorrow. Rav Nachman Amar yishan hayom, v'lo chashin shema yishan lemachar. He should sleep today, you don't have to worry about it. Umod Rav Yehuda, ba'imer koinim einai bishina lemachar, im yishan hayom, shiyashin hayom. And if a person says that I'm making a neder, that I won't sleep tomorrow if I sleep today, Rav Yehuda then says it's okay for him to sleep today, even though now he has a neder that's binding for tomorrow. Why? Explains Rav Yehuda on the top of Tezvav Amrav. Kilo mizdaer bitnoi. We assume that the person won't be careful about his condition. In other words, let's take a look at the Mefarish who explains this line that explains the distinction between Konim Eini Bishina Lamachar Mishar Hayom Shiyashan Hayom that we allow, in contrast to a person who says Konim Eini Bishina Hayom Im Ishan Lamachar. So these are slightly different conditions, and Mefarish will do a good job in explaining it. Let's take a look at the top line. Kimizdar B'Tnai, Dekimin D'Yom Shal Machar Have T'Nai L'Yom Etmol. In a case of where the day tomorrow is a condition for the day before. That sounds confusing, but the Mefarsh explains it clearly. Kigon, for example, the Amr Kainim Aini Bishina Hayom. An individual who says that sleep today is Asr, Im Ishan Machar, if I sleep tomorrow. So the first case was, that we learned in the beginning of the Gemara, is a person says that if I sleep today, that is going to be usher if I also sleep tomorrow. Explains the Mefarish. What is the subject of the neder? The subject of the neder is actually to sleep on the first day. That the isser is going to be sleeping on the first day if he also sleeps tomorrow. Then retroactively, the sleeping of the day before is going to be aser. So then we say, don't sleep today. Because if the next day will come, then it's going to turn out that he's over a bal yachel. Avol b'isura. Continues the Mefarsh to explain, the Omar Koinimeini Bishina Machar. He makes the Isser of Neder on the sleeping tomorrow. Im Ishana Yom, if I sleep today. The Osa Yom Shal Machar, Nati Li Isura. So then the sleeping of the next day is Isser. Vadai Mizer Zorbe. He's going to be Zor the next day. Dilo Mekayim Tanoi Shiyashin Bosa Yom. If he slept on the first day, Vadai Kiyasin the Machar Lava Yashin. So then he won't sleep when it comes to the next day. Period. The Gemara continues, second line from the top of the Tesvav and Aleph. Tanam, we learned in Mishnah, Koinim Sha'ani Yoshen, Sha'ani Mahalach, Sha'ani Mid'aber, Heichidam. What exactly was the case? Ilem, Kedikdani, Sha'ani Yoshen. If a person says, Konim, that I'm going to sleep, Mi'avi Nidira, is a neder even chal, Vatnat, Choymer B'Shvus, Shvus is more chamur. This is probably a Vahatanya, it's probably a Brisa, which is a Tosefta, which appeared earlier on Yigimel on the base. Shvus is more Chomer, Shashvus Cholos, Aldover Sheesh Bal Mamish, Valdover Sheim Bal Mamish. Mashain came Midarim, in contrast to Nidarim, Mashain Adover Sheim Bal Mamish, Shain is something that's not Adover Sheesh Bal Mamish. That, well, already we pointed out from the Ritva in the beginning of El Gemara, that the Brisa that we learned spoke about the Neder being Chal on an object. Elodomar konim ani b'she'eni b'she'na. The neder is going on his eyes, the object, like the Ritva pointed out. Vi delo yav shura. Shiura. Now the Gemara asks another question. If he doesn't give a shir when he makes this neder mishav kinale, do we allow such a neder to be chal? And allow him to be over. Here the shavkinan is the second part. And allow him to be over in the neder. Ad the avar. Iser bal yachal until he's over bal yachal. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan din Rabbi Yochanan taught shvu shlo ishan shlosha yamim. If a person makes a shvu, he won't sleep 3 days. Malkin also v'yoshan la'altar. You give him malkus immediately. So over here, why is it that we allow him to start the process and then be nichshal in the neder when he said that he wasn't going to sleep in an open-ended way? Ella, you must say, the amar konim. It must be that it's similar to the case that we had discussed earlier. He says that his eyes are going to be usher sleeping tomorrow if he sleeps today. Asks the Gemara, Ha Amrit kol b'isureha mizdaher. But didn't we say in the machlokis between Rav Yehuda Amarav and Rav Nachman that there is an opinion that says that if he sleeps today, he'll be very careful about not sleeping tomorrow, and therefore the Tana says, Harei ze below Yachel Devaro. The Tana says, and this is an interpretation of the Gemara, that we would send him to sleep immediately, as we had learned, because a person's not going to be careful if it's only a Tanai. because tomorrow is only going to be a tnai. V'ilo noyim ayoyim, says the Gemara, and if he doesn't sleep today, kinoyim l'yoch mochar mai bal yachal dvar ika. But wait a second, if we're going to put him to sleep today, tell him he has to go to sleep today, so why does the Mishnah formulate that he might come to Bal Yachel Devaro? He's not going to come to below Yachel Devaro. So why do we say, Hareze below Yachel Devaro? El Olav, so the Gemara says, Bidinayim. It's a case in which the first day is the Neder, and he went to sleep on it, and if he sleeps the next day, then he's going to fulfill the condition. Alma Isa Denayim Utiyufta de Rev Yehuda, and we see Akasha and Rev Yehuda, because Rev Yehuda had said that we don't allow him to sleep on the first day, because the next day is only a Tanai. Al Yishan Ayom Shema Yashan Lamachar. And we see that we let the person do in our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that if he's going to sleep today, nevertheless, he'll be over the neder if he sleeps on the condition tomorrow. Even though the iser of neder is on the first day, and tomorrow is just a condition, and if he sleeps on that day, then he's over the neder. So what do we see? Akasha Rabbi Yehuda answers the Gemara, Kiktani di'inayim. No, our Mishnah was not talking about where he listened to us. Rabbi Yehuda said, don't sleep on the first day. However, our Mishnah says that if he doesn't listen to us, and he does, and he's going to sleep the next day, then he's over lo yachal devaro. Ravina amar lo olam kediktani. Ravina says we could go back to the original answer in which we had said that he said konim shani yashon, and in such a case, really the ned there shouldn't be chal because it's not chal on an object. Umay bal yachel midrabanan, and you'll have to say that our mission is different than the Brisa. That's Bal Yachil Doraisa, where the Brisa says on the eyes in the beginning of the Gemara, because in our case it doesn't have an object to be chalon. Asks the Gemara, Umiika Bal Yachil midrabanan. Is there such a concept of Bal Yachil midrabanan? In there is Vatanya, and we found this in the Brisa. Dvarim amutar v'achirim nogu behen isur. We have a braisa that says that there are things when there is a minig lesser, so then in such a case you can't be matir that neder in front of them, as it says lo yachel devaro. Now that concept of minog is not a dindor raisa of neder. Nevertheless, we sometimes use the expression lo yachel devaro. The Gemara now continues with another kasha on Rev Yehuda. Tnan. We learned later on in a Mishnah Nun Zayin Amar Aleph, Sha'at Nenesli Ada Pesach. You are not allowed to get Hanah from me up until Pesach. Im Telchi Leveis Avich Ad Hachag. If you go to your father's house from now up until Sukkot. Mefarshim learned that this took place in the fall time after Sukkot. So he's saying that you're not allowed to have enough from me until Pesach if you're going to go to your father's house by the next Sukkot. Holcha lefnei Pesach. If she went before Pesach, so now she already violated the condition, so then she can't get enough. Asura b'ano, so ada Pesach, she can't get ano until Pesach. What happens if she didn't go? What happens if she didn't go? So from here is mashma, says the Gemara, holcha lefnei Pesach asura. Loy holcha loy. Only if she went before Pesach is it for sure that she's asur. But what happens if we're now before Pesach? We want to know if the woman could get hana from her husband's rishus, and we don't know if she's going to go after Pesach or not. So then in such a case, we say, you can have Anna, and we'll trust that you'll be Zoyer B'tnoi. Ah, we trust you're going to be Zoyer B'tnoi. So lo halchaloi, there's no problem. That's Akash and Rev Yehuda, Amar Abba, halchal lefnei Pesach asura veloke. If she went before Pesach, so now she can't get Anna, and if she does, she gets Malkus. Lo alcha asura ba'alma. The reason why we made the diuk in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah seems to talk about only if she went before Pesach, is because the Mishnah is saying that you're going to get Malkus if she went before Pesach and then had Hanah before Pesach. But if she did not go yet to her father's house, still she can't get Hanoah before Pesach, because the fear, as Rav Yehuda had said, that she might not fulfill the Tanai after Pesach, but of course she's not going to get Malkus, because we don't know for sure. Ema Seifa, says the Gemara, is that going to work? What about the Seifa? Achara Pesach, what about in a case in which she actually went after Pesach? So then, Bebal Yachol Dvaro, she was over Bebal Yachol Dvaro. V'i delo ishani lifnei Pesach. And if we're going to follow the previous teretz of Rabbi Abba, that says that she still can't get Hanoah before Pesach, even though we don't know if she is going to go to her father's house or not, so mi'ika bayachel, so she can't have Hanoah, and then in such a case, she'll never come to be bal yachel. So it must be that the Reisha is talking about a case where she's allowed to derive benefit. And then the Seifa is telling us that if she derived benefit before Pesach and she went after Pesach, then she's over bal yachel. But if we're going to follow Rav Yehuda as Rabbi Abba defended him and say that there still is an Isser before Pesach, is there bal yachel? El pshita disani. So we see that it must be pashut that she did derive Hanoah before Pesach. Alma mishani v'tiyufta the Rav Yehuda, continuing on top of the basin, it's a bam kasha Rav Yehuda, answers the Gemara, kik tani diyishani hareza bal yachol devaro. What does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah is saying, if she had Hanoah, Rav Yehuda would say, it's very similar to the teretz that we had said earlier from Ravina and Ravashi, halfway through, actually Ravashi, because Ravina gave a different teretz, but halfway through the Amud in regards to sleeping. If she had got Hanoah, so then she'd be all Bal Yachol Dvar. But Rav Yehuda would not sanction her to get Hanoah l'chatchila because of his concern that a person would not be Zor b'tnoi. Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, continuing to ask on Rav Yehuda from that Mishnah, Nun Zayin, Shatne, Nesli, Ada Chagim Telchi, Leveis Avich, Ada Pesach, that you're not allowed to have Hanoah from my objects if you go to your house before Pesach. Holcha l'fnei Pesach, Asura ba'anah, so if she goes before Pesach, so then there's Nisar anah. Ad ha'chag, until after the chag. Umuteres le'lechach or Pesach. After Pesach she could go because there was no condition about her going after Pesach. Holcha asura. If she goes, she's asur. Lo holcha loy. But if she doesn't go, then not, then we don't have any chshash. Once again, Akash and Rav Yehuda, who says that we should have a chshash, that she's going to go, and therefore the objects being usher until Pesach. Amarav, who did not feel the whole chasura. Truth is, as we had mentioned before, the same teretz, Rav is giving a very similar teretz of Rabbi Abba. And that is that even if she doesn't go, she's going to be usher. However, halcha asura v'loke. If she goes, it's asur and she gets malchus. Lo halcha isura ba'alma. She doesn't go, then it's stam and isur ba'alma. Meisive, the Gemara continues to fire away and ask on Rav Yehuda from a breiks, kikar zo alai ha'yom. If a person makes a neder, here it was konim kikar zo alai, that he said, of course we know that konim is expression of neder. This Kikar is going to be usher to me today. If I go to a particular place tomorrow, so then in such a case, if he eats it, so then retroactively he's over on bal yelach. Well, he ate the kikar today. He went to that place tomorrow. He's over bal yelach. So what do we see? We see again that we don't prohibit him from eating it. Just if he eats it and tomorrow he goes, then he will be over. So the Gemara answers, Miktani ochel, ochel ktani. We never said that he should eat it. He ate it. But Rav Yehuda would say he shouldn't eat it at all. Dichi ochel hareze bebal yelach. If he eats it, it'll be over on bal yelach. But of course, according to Rav Yehuda, you should not eat it at all. Says the Gemara, what about the next part of the Braisa? Halach hareze bebal yachel devaro. If he went, he's over bal yachel. But according to Rav Yehuda, there should be another case. Mahalech lo. There should be a case of, if he goes, he's not over on bal yachel bedvaro. Since yesterday was asur midrabanan to eat the kikar, and in general, he would listen to that isur, so then the Gemara should say, not only case of achal v'halach, but mahalich with lo achal. And then in such a case, we should teach you that you're not over bal yachal. The fact that it doesn't say it, v'kasher l'Rav Yehuda is a kasher of Yehuda. Am l'chor Rav Yehuda hu adin delisni mahalich. Really, you're right. The Mishnah should have also said mahalich. However, I did diktani reisha achol delo misni le ochel tani seifa halach. Really, since the reisha, it's appropriate to say the word achal. So memela, we say it's parallel in halach. It would not be appropriate to say ochel, because according to Rav Yehuda, you're not supposed to eat it at all. And therefore, it says it in the passive, if he did eat it, or in the past tense, he did eat it, achal. He said he, in the past tense, he ate it. So then in such a case, then halach is more appropriate. But you're right. According to Rav Yehuda, if he follows the halacha, he will not eat it on the first day. And then he could go on the second day and won't be over on bal yachal. Our daf concludes, going back to our Mishnah, if he says he's not going to have relations to his wife, and he does with his wife, then in such a case, he's over by Yachel Devaro, asks the Gemara of Amishtabid Le Midar Raisa. There is a conjugal obligation between a husband and a wife that the Gemara here spells out as being a Din Dar Raisa Dechsiv. The Pasuk tells us in Parshas Mashpatim that in regards to the relationship between a husband and wife. Now, how Chazal squeezed it out of the Pasuk is a little bit of a chidush. We won't talk about the broader context, but this is clearly how Chazal understood the Pasuk, She'erak susa v'onasa lo yigra. Chazal understands She'er being the food, Ksus being clothing, Onasa is intimate relations. Lo yigra, the Torah says that a husband has a chiyuv to give that to his wife. So how could he possibly make a neder that he's not going to do it? There is a shibud d'oraisa. If there is a shibud d'oraisa, so then in such a case, that would not be binding. The way the Ran explains that would not be binding is it would have the status of someone who's oser nichse chavero al chavero. I have no right to make your nechasim oser to you. So this is not in my hands to make oser to my wife, the shibud of ona. Answers the Gemara, Ba'omer ha'noas tashmishech alai. He said that what he's prohibiting on himself is the hanah, that he's not going to have hanah. He's not prohibiting the tashmish, just the hanah. Now, of course, that would be a loophole, because now he can't have tashmish, because presumably he would have hanah. Asks the Gemara, Vahalo konichale b'tashmish. That should fall into a category of someone who doesn't want to have tashmish. The Amar of Kana, Rav Kana taught, tashmishi alayich, if a person says he doesn't want to have tashmish, kofino, so we force him. Umisham shaso, he has to have tashmish. Deshibude mushabedesle, that she is meshubed to him. We might have misspoke that the case now that we're talking about is tashmishi alecha, is the woman speaking. The woman says that my tashmish is going to be usher, so then kofin osa, we force her, and they have to have relations, because she is meshubid to the husband. Hence, in general, the shibud goes in both directions. However, as we had mentioned in the case of where the husband made the neder, if she says hanos tashmishcha alai, so then in such cases she's taking the Isser of Hana, Asur, so then it's going to work if she takes that neder, and as our Gemara answer, it'll work in the opposite direction as well. She'ein machilin loy la'adam davar ha'asur lo, because we don't give a person something that's Asur to them. It's Asur to them to have Hana. So, it's a loophole that we found, that if she says that she's not going to have tashmish, she makes a neder, it's not valid. If he says he's not going to have tashmish, it's not valid. But hana, it would be valid in both directions because of the rule that ein machilin loy la'adam davar ha'asir lo. The Ran has a litany of questions on this Gemara. Number one, the Ran, there are many, we're not going to do all of them, but one of the questions that the Ran asks is, at the end of the day, this neder was only a neder midrabbanan because there was no object. If you would actually make a neder on the object of tashmish, so then you can't, because it's meshubim min haTorah. So it's hanos tashmish, and that's a chiyuv midrabbanan, and not a chiyuv d'oraisa. How would Chazal be mafkia, in the Ran's words, the mitzvahs odo, mitzvahs piriya verivya? Here the Ran seems to put together the two mitzvahs. In other words, the mitzvah of Ona is somehow directly connected to Piriya Virivya. And the Ran answers three lines into the wide that since the neder is chal, so then in such a case, Hachamim are going to be oker the Dover Minatora Bishev V'Altase. Another interesting question he asks is how could they say Hanos Tashmish? At the end of the day, Mitzvos Lav Lehenos Nitna, being with one's wife is a mitzvah. And we say Mitzvos Lav Lehenos Nitna, so that mitzvos were not given for Hana. So he says, when do we say Mitzvos Lav Lehenos Nitna? That's only terms of that we don't consider the Kiyum HaMitzvah as a Hana. For example, the Gemara says that if a person was noder, certain instances when it gets involved with a mitzvah, so then in such a case, we say the neder is not chal on the mitzvah because mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. If a person hears the shofar, it's not considered as if they're getting hana from the shofar, mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. However, if the guf gets hana, then, of course, we're not going to deny the reality that the body is getting hana. And in such a case here, what they're making osur is to themselves is the hana, and then it would be binding. Bezer Hashem, in today's daf, what we discussed was the following. We had a mishnah about a konim she'ani yoshen, a person making a neder about themselves not sleeping. And the Gemara points out that that will be binding only in a case if it's not open-ended. For example, if a person says that I'm not going to sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. But if a person makes an open-ended neder that they're not going to sleep at all, so then we know that it's not chal, just like there isn't a shvua. And then we had an intricate machlokas between Rav Yehuda Amar Rav and Rav Nachman in a case of where a person makes a condition and says, Konim I einai b'shina ayom im ishan lemachar, that they're making an iser on their sleeping today if they sleep tomorrow. So in such a case, could they sleep today or not? And that was a big machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman. The Gemara brought many rayas against Rav Yehuda, who says that you cannot sleep. One of the rayas was the context of a person who says his wife can't have hana'a from his objects until Pesach, if she goes to her husband's house, her father's house, up until Sukkot. Finally, we concluded this distinguishing between a case of where a person makes a neder on the Shibud d'Oraisa of intimacy with his wife, where the neder is not binding, versus where he says that the Hanoas Tashmish is also on himself. So then, in such a case, both if he or her made that neder, in such a case, that would be binding, as explained by the Ran. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Tezvav in Maseches Nedarim.